Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is among us. The last 3 weeks, the church has been preparing us for this very day, the beginning of Great Lent. The church has been earnestly exhorting you and me to examine our souls, examine our hearts, examine our lives, and to see how we stand in relation to God, in relation to our neighbor, in relation to ourselves, and in relation to creation. The two great commandments of love, that's what it's all about. Now, on this Sunday called Forgiveness Sunday, the church begins her journey into the joy of Lent. Yes, the joy of Lent. I don't think people often think about it that way, but it is. As we learned on Friday night during the catechesis, the very word Lent actually means spring, springtime. What's spring all about? New life, a new beginning. And therefore, the entire season of Great Lent has a theme about it called bright sadness. Because Lent is about a new beginning, a new beginning. The icon for the Sunday of Forgiveness, if you looked at the bulletin, we see the creation of Adam and Eve, and then we see them being expelled from the garden. Why is that icon the one for the Sunday? Because that's where you and I find ourselves at the beginning of the season, as outside the garden. We listen to the prayer carefully, right? We're coming back to the garden, who is Christ. But even though Adam and Eve were expelled from the garden, let's always remember this. God never abandons his work. God is always faithful to what he's created. Death is the antithesis to God, as we hear in the Book of Wisdom. God did not create death. So he never forgets the work of his hands. Never forgets the work of his hands. Rather, God took Adam and Eve and expelled them from the garden, not as a punishment. I think people often think that because they disobeyed, God cast them out as a punishment. That is not what God did. If you read carefully our church fathers, going all the way back, especially St. Irenaeus, St. Theophilus, St. Justin the Martyr, our earliest fathers, some of the earliest ones, they talk about and they describe the casting out of Adam and Eve as an act of mercy. Mercy. Why? Because after Adam and Eve had sinned and therefore came to know mortality, had they eaten of the tree at that point that gave life, they would have immortalized their death. They would have immortalized their death. And so God removed Adam and Eve out of the garden, lest they do that and forevermore be eternally separated from God. God was offering them a new opportunity that would await them in time. He was going to give them an opportunity for a new beginning, a new springtime. Thus, the act of expelling Adam and Eve from the garden was not a punishment. That's wrong thinking. That's Calvinistic thinking. That's how Luther thought. And people were in Catholicism were tainted by Jansenism and some other awful, awful heresies. No, expelling them was an act of mercy on God's part. So has our church been teaching for 2,000 years. Now in the springtime called Lent, trusting in the mercy of God, we embark upon the journey of metanoia, the journey of repentance. And to aid us along the way, note how the church is going to change our focus. For the last 3 weeks, we've been meditating on different parables regarding the fall and repentance. Now, what's the church going to do? She's going to turn our attention to the saints. The people who started out their lives like you and me. They were weak. They were frail. They vacillated. However, the saint is not someone who never sinned. The saint is someone who always got back up. The saint was one who never doubted the power and the mercy of God. Men, women, and children, whom today we call holy, and whom we kiss and venerate. People in whom we find joy, find hope, and people whom we can follow as examples. People to whom we may turn to in prayer, unto our own salvation. This evening, we will begin the journey as the Hebrew people did in the land of Egypt. Remember, when Pharaoh cast them out, it was night. And that's how we will begin our journey. At night, beginning our travels to the promised land. And like the Hebrew people, we will still be frail. We will still be burdened. We will still be unfree. And similar to the Hebrew people, just read the book of Exodus, maybe this Lent, and relate to it. Like the people as they traversed from Egypt to the promised land, they had to learn. They had to learn not to look to themselves, but to look to God for their salvation. And that's the example of the saints. They look to God to overcome the powers of sin and death. On God alone, the Hebrew people had to learn to rely. He was teaching them that He is God. He is their Father. And in God alone, the saints teach us how to find our courage in Him, to find our steadfastness in Him, to find our perseverance in Him, to find our victory into life eternal in God alone. The church, therefore, next Sunday celebrates what? The triumph of orthodoxy. Now, that celebration is not about orthodoxy, so conquering or destroying any particular people or persons. No. It's a triumph of God's truth in the world and the triumph of God over a sinful people. Then the next Sunday will be St. Gregory of Palamas, and then after that, St. John of Climacus, and after that, St. Mary of Egypt. Each of them, while very different, held tightly to the same important truth. God alone suffices. Know Him. Love Him. Seek Him. Remember what He has done for you and see what He is doing for you. That's the purpose. That's the meaning of the season of Lent. A journey into life. And as the Hebrew people journeyed together as one people, one family, one nation, let us remember, so do we traverse this path, not alone. Lent is to be embarked as a parish family, as the church together. Look to the examples of the saints. They stay close to the church. They held tightly to the divine services of Great Lent. They did not travel salvation unto salvation, that road unto salvation alone. And as companions on this road, as we see in the book of Exodus, difficulties will arise. Yes, difficulties with God and difficulties with neighbor. Nonetheless, in order to reach the promised land, they had to depend on one another. Not always obedient to God and not always faithful to one another. Nonetheless, always needing each other to reach the end. For that reason, Great Lent begins with the rite of forgiveness, where we seek reconciliation with God and with one another. It's an act of restored communion, because we are one family. In fact, today's gospel passage, if you listen closely, before the Lord mentioned anything about fasting, he first said, forgive. If God has been so merciful to you and me, how can we not impart that same mercy to one another? After the potluck, therefore, we shall return to this very spot in order to celebrate Forgiveness Vespers. And this is not a merely empty gesture. Together, as one people, as one family, we begin this journey in prayer. And then we part this building tonight in forgiveness, in a restored communion with God and neighbor. And then such begins our journey into the new life. Christ is among us.
He is among us.